In some respects, friendship seems like a very straightforward topic. Everyone wants friends. Most of us have friends. But it's also rather subjective. Friendship means very different things to different people. What I'll be focusing on today is the importance of friendship to me, as an individual and as a psychotherapist. And then, on some ways in which friendship is challenged today. My first memory of consciously contemplating friendship was as a young boy. I was about 6 or 7 years old, and I heard an old song on the radio. People. People who need people are the luckiest people in the world. And I remember thinking, is that really true? Do we need people? And is it okay to need people? And as I've gotten older, more and more, I tend to answer that question in the affirmative. As a therapist, I'm always thinking about a client's social network. Along with sleep patterns and appetite, this is an important indicator of a person's general functioning. When I work with a client who's suicidal, it's always critical to take into account that person's support systems. And by that, I'm talking about family and friends. Does that person feel supported in the world? Do they have meaningful connections? There are two reasons why I think about that. And the first one is, the person who does feel supported is much less likely to attempt suicide in the first place. Suicide is very often the manifestation of an abject sense of alienation. And second, if a person is suicidal, it's very important to hook them up with their support systems so that they can be monitored and kept safe. Someone without friends is almost certain to be depressed. You probably know of adults who consider themselves loners and say that they are content with that condition. My sense is that while that may in part be true, it's almost always the function of a defense mechanism. There can be a lot of pain involved with friendship. It's a risky business. When we make friends, or try to make them, we become vulnerable to rejection. Each of us probably has a painful childhood memory of being cast aside by one friend in favor of another. And that really hurts. Rejection by friends is especially painful for children. So, many loners, after repeated rejection, adapt by consciously deciding not to get close to anyone. It's easier that way, and it's less painful. In effect, they're saying, if I tell you who I am, and you don't like who I am, that's all I got. So I don't want to take that chance. I don't want to let you know who I really am. And of course, it's impossible to form a friendship if you're isolating yourself from other people like this. To make friends, you have to run the risk of being rejected.